At 5:30 on the dot, which means it's time for that chat with Nicole Carollison. You know, as I've been talking about women in construction, and she's a female in construction, literally. And I'm going to be talking to her and finding out what it's all about, how she got into it, where it started. And she's on the line with me on this lovely Saturday. Good morning, Nicole. How's it going?
Good, how are you doing?
Amazing. Fabulous. The music, it's going. Irreplaceable, it's going.
Good, good. And hello to the listeners of Paul, my hometown. What an honor.
It's good to have you on the Lifestyle Show. The first question that I need to pop off, because I'm really curious to know, what was it first like moving into construction? Where did the idea come from? Where did it all start?
Well, I come from a long line of artisans. So from my dad to his grandfather, they all are and were carpenters. And I'm no stranger to the industry. So when I was very young, I always used to watch my dad, and he built from cupboards to, I mean, anything. And then he went on to building our first house. Mm. And I think from that day, it was just very inspirational to see that somebody, well, my dad could do this, and I was really heavily influenced by him. But then I took another turn. I went into a whole different career because my dad said to me, no, it's so hard and it's so tough. And in a way, I kind of followed another path, but construction kept on calling me. It was like, this is what you have to do, this is what you need to do. And then I got the opportunity to study architecture, and it was still not fulfilling enough, let's put it that way, because I felt like I needed to be on site and I needed to be more hands-on, even though I liked, you know, the drawing aspect of it. Construction and the sites called me and said, listen, this is what I should be doing, I guess.
Was the move initially, as you're talking about, that it kept on calling you and you move from career path to career path, was the transition from moving from different career paths into carpentry or construction, and it being a male-dominated profession, was it hard to establish yourself?
To be honest, in the beginning it was. I would approach clients and they would just look at me and, you know, judge me from face value. But once I started engaging with them and they realized that, oh my word, she has a bit of knowledge, let's take a chance with her. And since then, every client that I have built up and built a relationship with has trusted me to, you know, execute the work, to bring the knowledge, to deliver on time, and, you know, to have an outstanding product. I have about, I started with 3 guys, and we're now 50 strong, and every person that I've taken on, I've managed to, you know, develop and lead. So I'm not alone in this, if that makes sense. I'm very much supported by the team around me. So the industry was very skeptical. I was scared, I was insecure, I was like, is this the right thing? Can I do it? But, you know, I said previously, I put on a game face. And the game face was like, right, I'm going to adopt. I'm in a rugby field. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
Excuse the noise in the background. And so put on my game face, put on my hard hat, and that was it. I had no issues. I came here for the facts. I came here for the knowledge. I came here for the skill. And I wanted to contribute something more than just what men bring. Often, you know, in South Africa, the men are trained artisans, or artists, I'd call them. But they can't always manage themselves or their jobs. And I think women, we bring a different element to everything. As a woman, we are able to multitask. We are able to be a more dynamic thinker. And because I'm always, let's say, against the grain, I can push myself a lot further, you know. It's a very different dynamic, you know, as a woman, how differently we operate towards men. And let me tell you, every woman that is in construction, because there's quite a few of us now, there's foremen, there's engineers, there's health and safety officers, I enjoy working with the women most. They They are down to the facts. There's no egos. There's no I'm better than you. It's just there's a unison. And I do encourage other women, if they are, let's say, a little bit edgy, or they feel that they can handle a very gritty, you know, unglamorous environment, this is a really a wonderful industry. And I enjoy it. I mean, I have yet to wake up one day and say, oh my gosh, this is not it.
Mm.
Business is tough. We're in a very, very hard climate in South Africa. I'm pushing through. I'm a huge advocate for construction. I'm a huge advocate for ethical construction.
Yeah.
We've got a lot more against us than we think. And I'm a huge advocate for women in construction and developing females in trades, not just as contractors, but like as subcontractors, as electricians, as carpenters, as plumbers, as painters. We need more strong subcontractors and with a backbone of what some females bring to the table. So, yeah, there is an organization, Women in Construction, and they develop females and encourage them and mentor them and, you know, so if there's anybody out there wanting to explore that, I definitely encourage that.
That brings me to my next question. You said you're a massive advocate for females in construction, subcontractors and things like that. Where do you start? What is the foundation that is laid to, you know, get to your level, obviously, and people want to be in your shoes too?
Okay, it starts from educating yourself and either getting a degree or diploma at CPUT or UCT, building science or something in the built environment, architecture for that matter, quantity surveyors. Quite a few females are quantity surveyors. And then, you know, actually getting qualified. What sets you apart in any industry is your knowledge.
Mm.
Nobody can take that away from me. The more knowledge you have about what you do, you're already at an advantage. No industry today can be winged, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So in this industry, and as a female, be the smartest female in the room. Know the most, know more than everybody. And through that, you just keep quiet, although I talk a lot. And you listen, you learn, and then you take it from there. And once you feel confident enough to put yourself out there, you'll be pleasantly surprised that females can command a space and a place in construction. Especially, like I said, knowledge. It's all about your knowledge. It's all about how much skills, knowledge, and, you know, delivery. Construction is about delivery. Your client wants their doors installed tomorrow. They have to lock up very important things. You have to make sure that you ready, set, go to do that. So, you know, coordinating, that's another skill a woman has. We're able to coordinate, from coordinating our kids' lunches and our husbands' lives and our household. We're naturally good at organizing without even trying.
Mm.
So, coupled with all the skills female has, I think the world is changing.
Yeah.
Everything's coming what it once used to be. You'll see, I predict over the next few years, a huge influx of females in the construction industry. I saw a female electrician the other day on one of my jobs, and I said, hi. I said, wow, you're doing amazing. How did you learn this? I saw a female tiler. I saw a female grouter. I saw a female painter. I mean, I myself have a female finisher.
Hmm.
And I said, don't give up. You know, keep it. We need you. We need your daughters to see you. We need your, you know, their friends to see that their mothers and their sisters are in construction. Because, yeah, if we can bake, we can build.
More people that's in construction. My dad just came in here and he tells me that your dad and my grandfather, they were, you know, constructing together long way back before my time. That, like, so it runs in the family, a lot in the family, I see. And that's really good to see. You are obviously an inspiration from what I've heard. the last question, this last question that I have, I'm still so curious, but what have been the perks and the cons of working in construction? Obviously, you work with a lot of men. Man, as if you say, you can't for my cousin, Joyce, I'm a vrouw. You can't want to do this. Ek week langer as Joyce. So obviously, there's cons. But what have been the perks and the cons of working in construction?
I think back to the family. It's definitely a family. And Paul is small. Paul is a hub of artisans that were probably the best ever. You know, people from Cape Town, like old Muddy and Roberts and the big commercial guys,
yeah.
They still know artisans from Paul. So Paul's got quite a name. Paul built Cape Town, I always say. Paul closed all the carpentry for the Cape Town buildings. But anyway, the cons would be, I guess, that it's becoming a very difficult climate. It's very competitive with rates. I'm competing against men that are seemingly better than I am, but I'm offering them a better service. So I think it's all about a lot of men don't have this. They have a very intimidating, they're very intimidated by who's this female. What can she do? No, man, let's hold back on her. Let's keep her on her place. And then I think the pros would be that, this is actually, when you're done with the building, you can drive past it and you go, oh my gosh, there's over 1,200 doors. Zizonke hung those doors. Mm. Or 10,000 meters of skirting. That was the team that coordinated. I was on that job. So the legacy, you can physically see the building. And you can go, wow, I was part of that project. Oh, that, you know, as hard as it is, I find that all cons in life are actual opportunities.
Mm.
I don't see, I'm a bit blind to negativity because if we look around us and what happened this week, it's absolutely devastating. We don't live in a happy land. We have this huge political monkey on our back that we still carry. The taxi strikes this week, our economy, load shedding, everything is against us.
Yeah.
And if I focus on that, then I should stay at home and weep. But I can't. I've got too much, let's say, energy. I have a lot of energy, I think. Too much energy. I need to calm down sometimes. But pros, lots of pros. I'm excited about where industry is going. Oh, yes, the construction mafia. Cry. Biggest con.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is our biggest challenge. And working with guys that are giving industry a bad name. So you'll get those, I call them bucky builders, that come and fix things here and fix things there. They're not really registered with the organization. They think they can do something and they end up messing it up. And then they call in, say, the likes of me. And then I'm way too expensive, but I get the job done. So, yeah. You get what you pay for.
Nicole, it's been amazing. I have actually, my eyes have opened up because, it's not an easy profession you are in, but you make it sound like it's the world's best thing ever. You sound like you enjoy your job. You really do. Like, you wake up and you'll be like, yeah, I got work too much. But a smile on your face, man. It's up another level.
Yeah, remember, I work with really awesome men. So I'm happy. I'm like a whole bunch of guys at my disposal. So it's good. I do feel lucky. I do feel blessed. It wasn't always this way for me. This is like fruits that I'm picking now. So what you're seeing now might be like wonderful and inspirational. But a couple of years ago when I started and when I was lost, I thought nothing of myself, and I thought I would amount to nothing.
Mm.
But I think God has other plans. And I mean, you're on radio. You're hosting shows. I mean, isn't that incredible as well? We don't realize how capable and how strong we are until we put ourselves in those positions.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Well done to you as well.
Thank you.
And I'll have to chat to your dad about my dad and what they did. Because I love gebou stories.
It's the best I can imagine for you. Have a lovely Saturday, Father.
I also grew up with a lot. Yes, you too. Thank you so much for thinking of me. And good luck. And if there's any listener out there, that it feels like they want to spend a day with me in construction, send them my details. And yeah, maybe I can inspire another female or a male for that matter to get in here. We need the skills. We actually do need the skills.
That we do.
The city's favorite, KC 107.7.